This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pfizer and BioNTech have asked U.S. regulators to authorize emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, a group for whom no shot is currently allowed, Pfizer said Thursday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has set a date of October 26th for its panel to meet and discuss the application, making it possible for children in this age group to begin receiving the two-dose vaccine shortly afterward. This would affect around 28 million children. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine already has won U.S. emergency use authorization in teens ages 12 to 15 and is fully approved by regulators for people 16 and older. A rapid authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in young kids could help mitigate a potential surge of cases in the coming weeks and months, with schools open nationwide and colder weather driving activities indoors. U.S. Senate leaders have agreed to raise the Treasury Department's borrowing authority until early December, averting a potential debt default later this month, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Thursday. Schumer said, referring to a vote on passage of the legislation, quote, "We have reached agreement to extend the debt ceiling through early December, and it's our hope we can get this done as soon as today," end quote. Democrats had been trying to pass legislation that would have raised the debt limit through the end of 2022, but Republicans blocked that effort. If the new deal passes, Congress would have several weeks to attempt to agree on either a longer-term debt limit increase or another stopgap measure. In December, Congress also faces a deadline for funding the government. Democrats also want to pass two massive spending bills that would make up much of President Joe Biden's domestic agenda in the coming weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News. A dispute between France and the U.S. over a pact that saw Australia scrap a submarine deal with Paris must not drive NATO allies apart, the alliance's chief said Thursday. Jens Stoltenberg said, quote, "This agreement is not directed against Europe or NATO, and there is broad agreement that we should not allow this issue to cause a rift in the transatlantic alliance," end quote. He made the comments after a meeting of national security advisors. The U.S. has scrambled to patch up relations with its oldest ally, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting President Emmanuel Macron in Paris for talks. NATO has expelled 8 members of Russia's mission to the military alliance, saying they were secretly working as intelligence officers. They also cut the size of Moscow's team able to work at its headquarters to 10. A NATO official confirmed Wednesday they have, quote, withdrawn the accreditation of 8 members of the Russian mission to NATO who were undeclared Russian intelligence officers, end quote. The official was speaking under condition of anonymity. Russians commemorated Thursday the killing of investigative journalist Anna Politkovskaya 15 years ago on President Vladimir Putin's birthday. Meanwhile, her newspaper reported the statute of limitations on the crime has run out and the masterminds of the murder will go unpunished. The fierce Putin critic was gunned down October 7, 2006 at her apartment block in central Moscow. Her killing sent shockwaves around the world. The newspaper's editorial offices come amid an unprecedented crackdown on the opposition and independent media, with authorities imprisoning Russia's top opposition politician, Alexei Navalny. Germany does not expect to have to impose any further coronavirus-related restrictions this fall and over the coming winter, since the vaccination rate is higher than previously thought, Health Minister Jens Spahn said Thursday. He said a study by the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases had shown the number of people vaccinated against COVID-19 was 5% higher than believed, meaning existing rules should be enough. And a delivery of COVID vaccines has arrived in Antarctica to inoculate British researchers stationed in the polar wilderness, the UK Foreign Ministry said Thursday. The shipment of AstraZeneca shots was delivered to the British Antarctic Survey's Rothera Research Station, making the outpost the furthest destination in the British overseas territories to be supplied with shots. The entire journey had to be carefully planned and executed to ensure the trip was completed in under 92 hours to avoid spoilage of the vaccines. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.